Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and I want to have a brief conversation with you about knowing what to do. I find when we are on our unique individual self-actualization journeys that there comes these moments, these mean times, as Ian LaVanzette calls it, the void, as many in the conscious community call it, the space and time, the sacred space and time where we're navigating the unseen. And we're navigating the unknown. We're navigating the time between where we were and where we're going to be for that juncture of our journey. And during that time, it often feels like we are navigating foreign terrain. We're navigating darkness in the tunnel. We're navigating these ebbs and flows of getting to the other side of the lesson, of the experience, of the circumstance. And during those times, you may notice that you may find yourself saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Maybe you're navigating a challenge in your life, or you're navigating a challenge in your relationship, or you're navigating a challenge in your business or leadership. And you may find yourself saying, I don't know what to do. I found myself saying that the other day. I don't know what to do. And when I got still with myself, and I allowed the noise of my mind to calm, and I reconnected to my core, my center, the truth that came forth was, yes, you do know what to do. You know what to do. I find one of the most dualistic parts of our journeys during our time on this planet is navigating ourselves. The human and the being, the dualistic natures of ourselves as spiritual beings having a human experience. And oftentimes the part of ourself that's asking or saying rather, I don't know what to do, is the human part of ourself. The part of ourself that's coming from fear, lack, scarcity, worry, doubt, coming from this space of acquired emotions, of conditioning and programming and limiting beliefs. And when we are operating from that lens and from that view, we're only going to perceive through that lens. We're only going to perceive through the lens of fear, worry, doubt, and limiting beliefs and conditioning and programming. And that caps our potential. However, there's this other part of us. We have a spiritual part of us that is experiencing these circumstances in our lives, in our relationships, and in our businesses and leadership that already knows the answers. This is this part that is being guided by Holy Spirit. This is this part that is connected to the Creator and all that is access, has access to wisdom, guidance. And that part knows. That part knows the answer. That part knows the next step. That part knows what to do. And so whenever you find yourself saying things like, I don't know what to do, I challenge you to pause, to reconnect with yourself, to get centered, and to connect with this part of yourself that has access to the answer that already dwells within you. I remember when I first started this sacred path many years ago, and one of the first messages that came through for me at that time from within me, from my soul, was everything you need is already within you. And it was one of those messages that felt like the deepest truth that I had just forgotten. But that when my soul whispered this to my consciousness, it was like this remembering of, oh, I remember, I remember, I remember. I remember who I am. I remember whose I am. I remember that I am not my experiences. And it became this light as I was navigating a season of my journey. This was before I met the Mister. This was when I was raising my son as a solo mama, and he was so young, and I was navigating heartbreak, and I was navigating healing, and I was navigating connecting with that part of myself that has the answers. And I was navigating this part of my journey where I didn't have guidance at the time. I didn't have a mentor at the time. It was just me and the Creator. And sometimes those seasons are necessary. Because when we always have the guidance and the mentorship, for some, they don't know how to discern their voice from the mentor's voice. And so they may find themselves starting to slowly, unconsciously integrate the mentor's essence rather than staying anchored in their own. And so sometimes it's necessary to have seasons in your self-actualization journey where you are just walking with just you and God. And that's how you build that trust. That's how you build that faith. Now, I also believe that when you know how to stay anchored and rooted in yourself, it's very valuable to have mentorship. We see many leaders, guides, prophets, prophetess, healers from the sacred texts of the Bible, from leaders in history. They all had a mentor. They all had somebody that was giving them profound wisdom, guidance, and insight to support them during those moments of the void, of the meantime, of those sacred spaces in between where they were and where they're going. But when you have those moments of questioning, wondering, saying to yourself, I don't know what to do, really, those are the moments where you are being called to reconnect with that sacred power source within that knows. It's almost as if the human part of ourselves, our mind, our psyche, is trying to rationalize and logic its way through the nuances of the experience you're having. But there are times in our journeys where logic and reasoning are not always the correct approach. When we're talking about self-actualization, this is a very nuanced experience because we're talking about the self. We're not talking about a project. We're not talking about an agenda. We're not talking about a goal. We're talking about actualizing your highest and fullest potential as a human, woman, lover, leader during your time on planet Earth as yourself. Which means there are going to be nuances and elements of intuition, of trusting thyself, of doing things that I often say don't make logical sense, but make absolute faith sense, because you got that internal guidance directing you, whispering to you, and you trust the voice of Holy Spirit within, and you move and you take the action, you take the step. Oftentimes when the voice of the human is coming through saying things like, I don't know what to do, it's really a cop-out for you stepping into your power. Oftentimes what I have found for modern day high achievers is that it's not that you are afraid of being small or playing small or dimming your light. You're actually afraid of your power. And that is why you may find yourself playing small, dimming your light, or hiding. And so when you say things to yourself like, I don't know what to do, or I don't know, it's a form of sabotage. It's giving yourself a pass to not make a move. It's giving yourself a pass to not take a step. It's giving yourself a pass to not take action. Because part of self-actualization is action. And I often have been known to say that aligned action activates our actualization. It is the action that activates something in the unseen, where miracles happen, where manifestations happen, where things that don't make logical sense but make absolute faith sense happen. But it happens when you move. It's almost like we're playing this game with God. And I don't know if you remember that song, when I move, you move, just like that. It's almost like God is there waiting. All potential, all possibility is there available for us. And God is saying, will you make a move? Will you move? Because it's already here. It's already there. Will you move? Will you move in the direction toward the guidance that's already been given to you? Will you move? Will you take action only seeing the first step in front of you? Will you move? Will you allow yourself to experience the unfolding of this manifestation before needing to see the entire picture? Will you move? Oftentimes what stops humans from moving is because they want to see the full picture. You want to know from the beginning of the end, but only the Creator is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The Creator knows the beginning from the end. We are here to play out the simulation of this journey called life. And through the unfolding, we will experience the end. Whatever manifestation, miracle, outcome you're wanting to experience. But it is in your movement that will activate the next step, the next door, the next opportunity, the next encounter. Oftentimes it's your stillness and stagnancy that causes you to say things like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. How long have you been sitting in this place of density, allowing these thoughts of rumination to take up more space inside of your mind than thoughts of possibility, potentiality, prosperity, peace, joy, love, abundance, gratitude, having the correct attitude that's in alignment with the latitude that you desire to ascend to. What I'm talking about here is where you have to decide between fear or faith, between doubt or desire, between uncertainty or conviction, between worrying or the wonder of all that could be. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you reach a crossroad in your journey. What's it going to be? Are you going to continue to play this human experience in a way that allows you to keep playing ping pong with yourself of sabotage, holding yourself back, experiencing the same experience over and over and over again? Or are you going to transcend it? Are you going to decide that this is where you alchemize it? This is where you overcome. Not in the sense of I'm overcoming something difficult and hard, but I'm overcoming experiencing this again in this time, in this lifetime. I will no longer have this experience again because I have learned the lessons I have come here to learn with this particular experience. There's no reason for me to continue to experience it over and over again. And so I choose this new reality from this knowing, from this understanding, of this remembering of who I am. I believe it always comes back to who we are, our identity. Self-actualization is an identity shifting process of unlearning and remembering, of releasing and letting go, and allowing ourselves to shed what we thought we knew and allow ourselves to be open to the possibilities of the potential that awaits for us. Many modern day high achievers have this deep yearning, this deep hunger for unleashing your fullest potential during your time on this planet. And this deep yearning and this deep hunger often can cause the human part of you to become really attached to the outcome. You get these beautiful visions in your imagination, and you have these desires that just activate you really deeply. And you start to envision what would life be like if this happens or that happens or this goal is accomplished. And you get so attached to it that you then become addicted to suffering on the way there. And you lose sight of a very key, critical part of the self-actualization process. That there is a process that's happening. And if you choose suffering on the way there, when you do obtain this shiny golden object at the end of the rainbow that you thought was going to fix something, that you thought was going to make you feel a certain way, you're going to be disappointed. This is why we often hear stories about celebrities and multimillionaires and billionaires and people who have built massive empires start to have these crises. And we hear the same story being replicated over and over and over again. In fact, I was watching, looked like a documentary of a sort of J-Lo this weekend. And she was speaking to an element of this, how she was constantly chasing and pursuing this element of greatness. But the driver behind that was, will I receive the love that I've always wanted? And so it was the little girl within, still looking for mommy and daddy's love. And we find that is a common theme and story when we see these narratives play out with celebrities and multimillionaires and billionaires and high profile people and those who have built an empire, and they reach this 1% pinnacle of success that many put on a pedestal And many of them get there and they say, I thought this was going to fix me. I thought this was going to make me feel something. And their ego has this moment of shattering, this collapse. Because even though they're standing on top of the world and they have everything that everyone in the world probably could only dream of having, they still internally have that nagging feeling of, I still don't feel good enough. I still don't feel worthy. I still don't feel deserving. And so when we're looking at self-actualization, this is not just about accumulation of material possessions. Self-actualization is about reaching your fullest potential from the inside out, where you remember who you are, where you remember that you were born worthy, where you know that whatever you desire is available for you and it's here, where you remember that you deserve love, not because of what you do, but because of who you are. This is a journey of remembrance. But many confuse self-actualization with accumulation, getting more things, obtaining more possessions. Mister and I went to see the movie One Love about Bob Marley a couple of weeks ago. And then we, after that, did what I love to do, which is go down the rabbit hole of, well, I want to learn more about their life. And of course, you know, I know about Bob Marley, but the energy was alive and I wanted to dig deep. And we're watching these documentaries, and there was this one interview where the interviewer asked him a question about what is it like to be rich? And Bob Marley says, riches? What do you mean by riches? Possessions do not make me rich. And now we're talking about a point in his career where the world knew who he was. He had already created wealth, and that was his response. And I remember I sat with that. And I said, he knows what it means to self-actualize. He got it. That he came here to express the fullness of who he was in this lifetime, and that it wasn't about accumulation, but it was about self-expression. It was about being the fullness of who he was unapologetically. And in exchange for that, he had a legendary life. He became an icon. I love that he stayed grounded and rooted in his beliefs in the midst of his fame and his fortune, because that's very rare for those who accomplish that. And so as you're on your journey of self-actualization, whether you're desiring to unleash your fullest potential in your life, your relationships, your successes, I invite you to return back to this truth that you already know, and that you are merely here to remember that knowing, that you don't have to live in the stagnancy that these human parts of you find comfortable, but that you get to transcend those experiences so that you can experience more of you in this lifetime, because that is what your soul really desires. The accumulation of more is not what's going to satisfy your soul. More experiences, of course, more beautiful connections, of course, more creation, of course, but deep down, your soul desires to be free, to be fully you as all of you. That is what your soul came here for. And so whenever you find yourself at a crossroads, in the void, in the meantime, in the sacred space between where you were and where you're going. When you notice that you're saying things to yourself like, I don't know, remember this conversation. You do know. You do know. If you're a modern day high achiever, ready to reconnect with yourself and come home to yourself so that you experience the deeper intimacy, the greater impact, and more freedom as all of you, I have private mentorship and guidance support available. You can private message me on Facebook or email me at ca@cassandraaustin.com, and Cassandra spelled with one S, to apply. And I invite you to stay close to me on Facebook and Instagram and on my email list, preferably my email list also, for announcements inside of my world, what's coming up next. And I'm planning something pretty exciting in alignment with this conversation that I think you would find pretty valuable to support you as it relates to being ready to receive. And I'll leave it at that. So stay close, stay connected to me. There's going to be more announcements coming soon, and I will chat with you next time. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.